Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
55
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
55
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
55
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
54
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
55
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
54
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
54
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
55
degrees.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
59
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
59
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours.
Cloudy. 73 degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours.
Cloudy.
72
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours.
Cloudy.
70
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5. For the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship, this is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements for the net. We'll take check-ins in three groups. We've got mobile, short time, and in-and-outs, then internet stations, Echolink and All-Star, and then a regular check-in. So tonight we'll be talking about radio misconceptions. So whether it's a myth you used to believe before getting licensed, like needing to learn, like thinking like you need to learn Morse code, or thinking an antenna tuner actually changes the physical wire in the air, or a funny misunderstanding that you've had to explain to non-hams, we want to hear it. So at this time, we'll take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, short-time, or are in and out. Please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out, Mike, 73.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Thanks for chiming in. It's always good to hear you, so I'm glad that you're doing all right. KE8PCQ, Dave, we've got you in and out. Any other in and out stations, please call now. All right, nothing heard. We'll move on to Echo Link and All-Star stations. If you're an Echo Link or All-Star station, please call now. All right, no Echo Link stations heard. We'll move to regular check-ins. So regular check-ins, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw Township, and no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is.
This is AFA CDA Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha. Common Bird Trust, no traffic, 73, back to back.
Kilo 8 Kilo Charlie India, Jeff in Oakley, no traffic.
This is. MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo Bob in Frankenwood Township, no traffic.
This is KDA-PAZ, Mini Burke, no traffic.
All right, we'll take a break there. We got KC8YBF Ron, KC8BOA Rick, KF8GBA Tom, who is in and out, and then K8KCI, KD8MMH, N8KPR, and KD8PAZ. Do we have any other additional regular check-ins? Please call now.
This is N8NTN, Nancy Tango Nancy, Doug, Beaver Township.
All right, we got NENTN, Doug, on that one, so thanks. I think that'll complete our list. We'll start. So we're talking about radio misconceptions or something that you might have learned, an important lesson, ham lesson that you might have learned, or something that you learned recently, or maybe something that you had to, you heard someone else say, and then you had to say, you know, actually, this is how a radio works, or, you know, something along those lines. I know KF8GBA, I think he was learning APRS recently, so I heard a little bit of chatter about that. So I hope he's got that straightened out. And I have some, depending on what kind of radio you have, I have some Chinese radios that will transmit on the selected channel instead of the APRS frequency like I programmed it to. So something to look out for. But we'll go over to, we've got KE8PCQ who is in and out, so we'll go to our first contestant here, KC8YBF Ron, and then KC8BOA Rick, you're on deck. So Ron, any radio misconceptions that you've had to explain before? KF8EDQ.
Well, unfortunately, none that I can think of, and you're talking about the Chinese radio on APRS. One of my friends' radios bought the same radio that I bought, that I put in my one vehicle, and it kept transmitting on the 3-1 repeater, even though he programmed in the APRS frequency. Every time it keyed up on the 3-1. He had no idea what was going on. Of course, somebody broke in and running the riot act, basically, he said, for transmitting data on the 3-1, and he didn't know he was. So he thanked them as far as that, and they still kind of criticized him for it, and it's kind of like, hey, I just learned a new radio. I didn't know it was doing it. So, yeah, some of those things that will do what they want to do when they want to do it, and you don't know that they are, yeah, for sure. First thing I'd talk about for those that attended the 70th anniversary party on Saturday, things went generally well. We had a little snafu at the restaurant. Some of the people I talked to, I had been to the restaurant 3 times. I talked to them 3 times on the phone, and yet they still got things screwed up at the restaurant on Saturday night. So we did the best they could. They did the best they could. We got things worked out. Unfortunately, I don't think that they didn't have enough help because of the numbers that we had. Enough cooks and that. I guess one of the waitresses that we had, there were only 2, and one of them was kind of helping in the kitchen, I understand. So that slowed things down, and not everyone got a good meal. I know many had issues with her. She was the last one served, so I'll let her talk about that one. So I apologize for that. I did my due diligence. I figured 6 times over the course of the 4 months to try and head off any issues. I was there Wednesday night. Talked to the night manager, who unfortunately didn't convey any of the information to the staff or didn't write anything down or anything for Saturday. So we had 40 people that were scheduled to attend, and they only had it set up for the initial count of 25 that I gave them 4 months ago. So none of the information after the first contact got relayed to who was going to be there on Saturday night, I guess. So I apologize for that one. I'm possibly going to go back over and talk to the restaurant staff, see if I can get a hold of the owners and let them know what had transpired, and they need to do a better job at writing down the information that's given it to them, not just say, okay, yeah, we got it, and never write it down. So it never got that far past the first day I talked to them, the first time I was over there. Other than that, the rest of the night went okay. We had good conversation. A lot of people that were there. We had three representatives from the ARRL. We had our Great Lakes Division Director. We had our Michigan Director. We had our Michigan Emergency Section Coordinator. And we had Representative O'Neill was there. He was only going to come and present his proclamation, but he knew Joe Turner, who was our featured speaker for the night. So he decided to stay. He stayed all the way to the end of the night, all 3 hours. So we were graced with his presence for the whole time and got a lot of compliments of that from him as well. So we received two proclamations from the state, one through the ARRL, our Michigan director or section coordinator, and we had one from Amos O'Neill from Michigan as well. So that turned out well. We had several prizes to give out. All of those went. And we had several awards. We had a total of 8 awards that were supposed to be given out. Unfortunately, only 2 attended the banquet. So we have the awards still for them. We will try and get a hold of them and get them their certificates and their pen and those things that are coming to them. So that's where we are with that one on it. With that, Mike, thanks for doing the net. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
KC8YVF, KF8EDQ, thanks Ron, thanks for calling in, and we appreciate all the effort that you put into the club dinner. I wasn't able to go, but still, I still appreciate that people are doing that, setting it up and going through all the steps of setting up an event like that. It takes a lot of effort, so I hope that you get some recognition for that. But yeah, misconceptions. KC8VOA, Rick, with KCI on deck, Jeff. KC8VOA, Rick, have you ever explained a misconception to either yourself or somebody around you, where you actually learned what it was actually like? So, KF8EDQ, over to Rick.
Well, thank you there, Mike, and good evening to everyone on the net tonight, and those that are listening in. Probably my first misconception, ham radio is expensive, and that's what I originally thought. And ham radio is what you make of it. You have to have all the bells and whistles, that's a choice you make. That's not necessary for the hobby. But that's a choice you make. And so with that, I'm going to turn back over to Net Control. KC8VOA, back over to KF8EDQ.
Yes, thank you, Rick. Thank you. When I hear a new ham on the radio and I make that contact, I like to ask people what kind of ham they want to be. You know, some of them will want to do satellites. Some of them want to do POTA or, internet linking repeaters. All-star is essentially a phone system. That is a subject in and of itself. There's plenty of subject matter there that you could dig into and learn. That's the one thing probably the thing that I like most about this hobby is that there is a never-ending list of something that you can learn. New technology, different radio, different code plugs, different CPSs that you can go through, figure out which one you like the best, stuff like that. And Ron, yeah, the Riot Act, I think I heard, I might be mistaken, but if I remember correctly, it was KF8GVA that was transmitting on the UHF MI1 system for a little while one day. And he got read the Riot Act too. So those guys they're a little bit grumpy. But all right, KF8GBA Tom, you're in and out, but maybe you're still listening. KCI Jeff, you're up next, and KD8MMH, you're on deck. So Jeff, What's something that you learned about radio, ham radio, KFA-EDQ?
Hey, we appreciate you doing the net tonight. Mike, that's a good question. I guess the biggest one that misconception is, turn on the radio. If you can talk to Germany once, you should be able to talk to them the next day too. So, propagation. Propagation. That's probably the misconception there. It's just really, really a interesting subject because propagation has changed from everything. Everything affects it, everything changes it, and it's kind of a thing to say is, yeah. You can talk all over the world, just not the same place once or twice in a row. But other than that, oh, that was good, so. No, the dinner was great. I appreciate it. Everybody doing what they did, and Joe was a very good presentation, and it was great. The book that he gave us, it's got a lot of history and learned a lot about the club, so makes you want to just smile when you talk about it. So that's about it. I'll shoot it back to Net Control. KCI.
Very good. KCI, KFA, EDQ. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. I think a good something that I'm trying to learn more about is that a good SWR does not always equal good propagation. As you were saying, it all depends on solar forecasting and the feed line to your antenna, how your antenna is positioned, how high it is. You know, there's so much more to it. So there's always something to learn there, too. So KD8MMH, Mike, you're up next, and 8KPR, Bob, you are on deck. So KD8MMH, over to you, Mike, KFA-EDQ.
Hey, KFA-EDQ, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. I would concur with Ron there about the dinner Saturday night. Other than a few mishaps with the restaurant, other than that, the evening went very well. But yeah, I'd like to apologize too. I know they were highly understaffed, it seemed like, for the amount of people. The way the food came out, some people had their food and others, sitting at the table waiting while the first person already got their food and was done eating. All the food did not come out at the same time. And also I know there were people, supposedly an open bar, but there was no one staffing the bar area, so there were people that I know of that were up there waiting to get a drink, and no one ever showed up to get them a drink either. So, a few little hiccups with the restaurant and whatever, but anyway, all in all, it is what it is.
KADAC, Peter Saginaw.
When you mentioned to people that don't really know what you mean when you say you're into ham radio, their first assumption is, oh, you mean like CB radio, like truckers use. And then you have to go through the procedure of explaining, nope, CB is non-licensed. I guess truckers still use it. It's like the Wild West out there. Anything goes, whereas ham radio, amateur radio, is a licensed radio frequencies, and you don't get like you would on CB radios, all of the bad language and what have you that seems to propagate on that. So other than that, beautiful weather today, a little bit of fall in the temperatures, it seemed like, this morning, but nice not having to run the air conditioner constantly, so I can live with that. Other than that, I think that's about all I've got for this go-around, so we will turn it back to you. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. That reminds me of something that one of my my stepdad and one of our old family friends, they found out, oh, Mike's does ham radio now, And so it was like, oh, what's your handle? What's your handle? And I had to explain, it's KFA-EDQ. And they're like, no, that's your call sign. What's your handle? I'm like, it's not like CV. So, yeah, I've heard that one before. But let's take a station break. It's been about 20 minutes. So if there's anybody waiting to get in to our net, please call now. I heard something on the I heard something on the repeater frequency, but it was on the output frequency and not the input frequency. So, did anybody else hear what just transpired?
That was Mary, and she was transmitting there. So, Mary, you don't have a split on your frequency. You're transmitting on the output of the repeater. You need to transmit on the input on the repeater. It's the same problem we had last week there, Mary. One of these nights, maybe you can get a hold of one of us to help you get set up on your radio there. TCVOA.
All right, just want to make sure I'm not stepping on anyone. I don't hear anybody, but we'll get KF8GWG, I believe it's called, GWG and Mary. We'll get her as in and out, and we'll see if there's any other stations that are listening. So any other regular check-ins, please call now. All right, nothing heard. We'll move on to N8KPR Bob, and then KD8PAZ Mini, you're on deck. So, Bob, any radio misconceptions you want to share with us? KF8EDQ.
KF8EDQ is N8KPR. Good evening, Mike. Everybody on the net? I had 0.69 inches of rain over the weekend, so that wasn't bad. Wasn't great, but it was decent. Everything got watered. Misconceptions. I don't know if you call them misconceptions or not, just misunderstandings. When I first got into it, I was told I needed an antenna for every band on the radio, and I'm like, oh my God, I have that many antennas. Then I found out that, you know, like, well, my first HF antenna was a butternut vertical, and it covered six bands, so I still have that same antenna. I've had to replace a couple of capacitors and one of the tubes, but other than that, it's the same antenna I had bought 36 years ago. And but I have another antenna for 160, and then of course you got the 2 meter antennas, and I got the GMRS antenna up, and I do have a multi. Then of course you got the mobile antennas, but. Yeah, so you do need more than one antenna for the different frequencies. And one of the things I'm having troubles with is the digital mode. FT8 and All-Star, it's like I've got everything for it, but I just can't seem to get nothing to work. It seems I try and follow stuff on YouTube. It seems like I get to, like, step four or five, and then all of a sudden it's like they're up to step eight, and I'm like, I missed something here someplace. So I need somebody to walk me through that. And I know, Mike, you sent me a thing in the email, you know, step-by-step, which is kind of similar to what I did. But it's, for some odd reason, I'm misunderstanding something. And I've always been good at this kind of stuff, but apparently the age has taken over or whatever. But I always used to be good at this kind of stuff. But, oh, well, I'll figure it out eventually. I lost my nose because it's been like 2 years since I activated it. But I think I lost my nose. At least they told me they were going to shut it down. But I said, for this round, back to net. KF8EDQ, NAKPR.
NAKPR, KF8EDQ. Yeah, Rob, I would maybe run one of these nights, not this upcoming one because it's Labor Day weekend and I'm going to be gone camping, but one of these nights for a meeting night, we could do an all-star workshop where, and get your pen and paper out, you're going to need a Raspberry Pi, an SD card, and then a radio interface to plug into the Raspberry Pi, which then you would then use another handheld to contact. So you'll need a Cherry Pi hat, or if you shoot me an email, I will tell you which module to buy. They're available online or on eBay. It's a brand new unit. It comes with two Redivis radios attached to it. It runs completely off USB. And it's a full duplex All-Star system. You'll be out the door for at least, I think it's the last time I checked, it was maybe $100 and some for the whole module. So then you're in for, you know, $20 for an SD card and then $50 for a Raspberry Pi. So however, that I hate to ask people to buy all that equipment, but it is really handy. You have to have All-Star, and I use All-Star every single day. So I would really like to do an All-Star workshop where you bring all the equipment, and then we can use my computer to program them all, and I'll bring a little router or I'll use my phone hotspot so we can test it out that way. But all right, KD8PAZ Mini, you're up next. Any NTN Doug, you're on deck. So KD8PAZ Mini, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, KFADDQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. Had a good time there Saturday night. Like I say, with the food itself, it was okay, but it was very lukewarm. I should have turned around and sent it back and just had the salad bar, but I sat there and I ate it. It was very tough. The carrots were cold. The butter didn't even melt on it, and the potato, it was a little bit cold, too, but other than that, I suffered through it and ate it, but anyway, other than that, the rest of the night was good, and I did end up with a hat anyway, so, but other than that, everything else is okay. Been working on my puzzle. I still got about a fourth of it to do, and most of it now is colors, fall colors of trees and that, so. This is KD8PAZ, back to KF8EDQ.
Yeah, thank you, Minnie. You know, you go to a nice restaurant like that, you expect the food to be nice. So I'm sorry it wasn't, it was not up to par. That's disappointing. So, yeah, who wants to eat cold food? I know I don't. So, all right, NTN, Doug, you're up next. Mary's in and out. We'll check for stations after Doug. So, NTN, Doug, it's your turn. Do you have any radio misconceptions you want to share with us? KF8EDQ.
Yeah, this is NTN. Someday, I'm going to sit down where I've been teaching so many classes and all the misconceptions out there sometimes there's 15 or 20 a night that we go through. Someday I gotta sit down and make a dictionary of all of that. It might be a bestseller for somebody. Anyway, I'm gonna see if we can talk to Joe, the guy that did the presentation Saturday night. I'd like to see if we can set him down someplace and make a video all the material with all his comments and allow him to go into details on things and make something that we can just keep in the background somewhere, and when somebody wants to know about the club, play his files, his whatever. But I think that would be handy, especially when we get to about 100 years or so. By then most of us are going to be gone. And
in India. Yeah, okay, thanks, Doug. I'm sure you've got lots of subject matter to talk about and something to share. So, yeah, you could come up with all that material, and I'd love to take a peek at it anyway. I'm pretty good at reading. All right, let's take another station break. This is KFA-EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Are there any other additional stations that would like to check in? Please call now. All right, we'll go to the top of the list. KC8YVF Ron, you're up next, and KC8VOA Rick, you're on deck. Over to you, Ron.
Good evening again, Mike, everyone on the net. Mary, if you're still listening, I can get with you. I'm basically home each night every night but Thursday night. I better do this first. Thursday night is our next Aries training out at Harry Brown Airport. I sent out an email today. This is the picnic and movie night. So Dave and ADRL will be supplying the hot dogs and grilling them for us. Mike, if you're there, I will talk to you after the net here, give you a call about other things. If you plan to attend the dinners at 6 o'clock out at the airport, please bring a small dish to pass. It's a potluck type of dinner. And then afterwards, about 7 o'clock, we'll run the movie in the conference room and usually last an hour and a half or so for most of them. So not real long. We're usually out of there by 9 o'clock. So if you want to come just for the movie around 7 o'clock, if you want to partake in the potluck dinner as well, 6 o'clock for that. Anyhow, Mary, if you're listening, you can give me a call after the net here. If you want to jot it down, I'll give you my cell phone number. Again, area code 989-751-2693. Give me a call. We can set something up, and we'll get your radio figured out here. So, yeah, basically what they're saying, there are two frequencies. There's the receive frequency and the transmit frequency for the repeater. We're hearing you on the receive frequency, and I'm and Rick are close enough to you, only probably half a mile or so, that we can hear your handy talkie off our home stations. Other stations probably can't hear you, a little too far away for them. So we can get that figured out. First time you got on, that's you were there, so something got turned off and got you just on one of the frequencies. So we'll get that figured out. Let me break for a second. Other than that, schedule kind of for me kind of lightens up. Like I said, after we get past this Thursday, Labor Day week before then, I am headed down to Ohio on a motorcycle trip with some friends. So Wednesday, I'll be headed out there early in the morning to be down in Sharonville, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. And I've got some friends of mine that will be meeting me there. They actually left today from their house in Illinois. They're headed out with some friends out to Virginia. They'll be out there for 4 days, and then they will take 3 days to get back to Ohio and spend 4 days with me, and then we'll come back. I'll be heading back on Sunday there before the Labor Day itself. So got quite a lot of things to try and wrap up here and get ready for that as well. So thanks, Mike, for doing the net, and we'll talk to you again next week on KC8YVF.
Yeah, thank you, Ron, for trying to help. I was on the phone with Mary earlier today trying to get her radio sorted out, but she's still very green or very wet behind the ears. And, you know, it's hard to explain receive and transmit frequencies and a PL tone over the phone anyway. So if you could, we tried to figure out a time on Wednesday. Where I could reprogram the radio, but we're having some scheduling conflicts, so if anybody else wants to take a stab at it, you're more than welcome. KC8VOA Rick, you're up next. KF8GBA Tom was in and out, so KCI Jeff, you're on deck. KC8VOA Rick, over to you. KF8EDQ.
Well, good evening again. Yeah, I was originally planning on being at Thursday night's meeting, and my plans have been changed. I have a funeral I need to go to in Cadillac, so I will not be back in time for that. So other than that, I'm going to just say 73 to everyone. Have a wonderful night. KC8VOA, back to KF8EDQ.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. We'll talk to you next week, 7-3. KCI Jeff, you're up next for the 73 round. KD8MMH, you're on deck. KCI, you are 73 round. Go ahead.
All right, we appreciate it, Mike. Don't have much. Just beautiful weather out. Get out and enjoy it. And Yeah, radios are fun. Programming is even funner. Yeah, so many cables, so many files. Yes. Anyways, we'll just leave her at that. But everybody have a good night, and we'll look for everybody on Thursday. This is KCI 73. Back to Net Control.
All right, 73, Jeff. One of these days we should go out to the end of Miller Road and go activate. So we should meet somewhere and do an activation. That'd be great. We could do it as a club. All right, KD8MMH, Mike, you're up next. And at KPR, Bob, you are on deck. So, Mike, if you're still listening, it's a 73 round and it's your turn. KF8EDQ.
Hey, KF8EDQ, this is KD8MMH. Yep, I'm still here with you, Mike. Not really a lot to add this go around. Yeah, Ron is mentioning dinner and a movie or Thursday night, so hope to see somebody out there for that. I will attempt to be there. Nothing on the plans right now other than that, so I should be able to make it out for dinner and a movie. Other than that, can't think of anything else. There was something I was going to mention earlier, and totally lost that one. But, oh, yes, I had mentioned that, because I had my camcorder set up Saturday night, they're recording a lot of the speeches and everything in the back corner there, and the battery died, but I checked, and it looks like it died about halfway through when we were doing the raffle tickets. So got all of Joe's speech in there, the presentations and all that. The only other issue with it was where my camera was located, there were people walking back and forth in front of it quite a bit, and or just standing in front of it. So I'm not sure who it was, but got the back of someone in there for quite a bit too. So anyway, there'll have to be some editing going on for that video. Other than that, yeah, hope to see somebody out there at the airport Thursday night for dinner and a movie. And with that, I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. KD8MMH, back to net control.
KD8MMH, KF8EDQ, and thank you for letting me do the net. I enjoy doing the net. I look forward to it. I'm glad I don't have to do it every week, but I'm glad I'm in the rotation. It gives me a chance to practice a little bit. So I enjoy it. I like to, you know, direct traffic, I suppose. Reading lines. All right, and at KPR, Bob, you're up next. KD8PAZ Mini, you're on deck. So, Bob, it's N8 KPR. It's the 73 round. Over to you.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, it's, you had mentioned about doing that before, having a little workshop, but just for my benefit, you may have already had it once, but I was not available, and I won't be available till November for any meetings or anything, because, as you know, I'm camping all the time. Most of the time I'm up at, Lost Valley Campground up there in Lupton. So that's when I get on the Altamaya and that repeater with the guys up there. But I would definitely like it. But I suppose I got an email saying since my nose been inactive for 2 years, they were gonna, you know, take it back and I could reapply if I want to. But we'll see what happens. Other than that, got not a whole lot more to add. I gotta have some surgery done on my nose. Just got sun damage, and unfortunately they gotta do some digging. So they told me I have to go. They have to put me out, knock me out to do it. So that's what I gotta look forward to tomorrow. Because it was on my face, so they said we have to put you under. So hopefully everything goes well. I've been there before. I remember the one anesthesiologist. He says, "Yeah, we're going to give you some Michael Jackson juice." I'm like, "Okay." You know, he told me what it was. I can't remember the name of it, but you don't wake up feeling sick off of it. I know that. You know, you're you feel okay. But thanks for doing that, Mike. And everybody have a great week. We'll talk to you all soon. I'm back to the control, NAKPR.
NAKPR, KF8EDQ. I think it was propofol, I don't know, even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Something like that, anyway. Propofol? I can't remember. Anyway, KD8PAZ, you're up next. NTN, you're on deck. Mini, 73 round, go ahead.
Again, Mike, this is KD8DAZ. Anyway, not too much more going on. Hope everybody has a good Thursday night at the meeting there and the movie and that. I will not be attending, but anyway, I'll talk to everybody next week. This is KD8DAZ back to KF8DD2.
KV8PAZ, KF8EDQ. Yeah, thanks, Minnie. 7-3, and yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it on Thursday either. Those are tough for me. I typically take Ducky out to Bay City to a nursing home and go visit with some folks. Well, they got us on the calendar, so I feel bad when I don't go. But I can't make it absolutely every week, but maybe 3 or 4 weeks a month or something like that. We've been doing it for about a year now. We're like 50-some visits in, I think. I'll have to look at our visit log, but I keep track of it. We're a certified therapy dog team, so yeah, we like to do that. We go out to Health Source sometimes, too, on Friday afternoons. So, all right, NTN, Doug, you're up next. And then we'll see if there's any stations that want to join us before we close. But any NTN, Doug, it's a 73 round. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening again. My reference to making a video was in regards to all the history stuff that Joe had. He got about, I think, maybe half of what he had assembled that he had a chance to get covered. There was a whole bunch more stuff in that little booklet he made. And I'd like to see that done up, try to get all the information collected in one form or another. That way, we just have it available. Anybody wants to join, wants to do anything, they want to know how it's put together and whatnot. Just one little file, and sit down and watch it. All is well. Good start. Keep things from getting lost and forgotten.
Alrighty, good evening to all, and 8 MTM. Alright, thank you, Doug. Yeah, history is, you know, interesting. Some people, like, want to know, so it's always good to have those answers if somebody comes, you know, poking around. But that brings us to the bottom of our list. Are there any other check-ins before we close? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Are there any other closing comments, announcements, or rechecks within that? Please call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Impeccable timing. All right, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins, including myself, I think. So at this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KF8EDQ. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use, 7-3.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.